Governor Larry Hogan announced today that he's vetoing five bills the General Assembly passed this spring. WYPR's Rachel Bay reports one of the more controversial measures would create an advisory board to direct planning at the Maryland Transit Administration.
In a letter explaining his decision, Hogan criticized heavy Baltimore area representation on the board. Baltimore City Delegate Brooke Learman, a Democrat who sponsored the bill, said the vast majority of MTA riders live in the Baltimore area. However, the legislation gives several seats to residents from anywhere in the state. She said MTA is the only major transit agency in the country without an advisory body.
The board is a way to provide input by the public who are riding on the transit. This is a good governance bill, and it has nothing to do with politics.
A spokesman for Hogan declined an interview for this story. The other vetoed measures included one that would have set aside money to replace the Potomac River Bridge in Charles County, and one to increase the amount of electricity from renewable sources. I'm Rachel Bay in Annapolis for 88.1 WYPR.